And I want to introduce you to a fellow that I read about yesterday, and a story in the Grand Forks Herald. We heard it on KFGO News, but David Jensen is his name. He's a hard-working man. He's a young man. He was parked along Grand Forks County Highway 11. He was sending. He pulled over and put his flashers on to send a text to his friend and find out if she needed him to bring bread or butter or anything like that. And the rest that happened was awful, but he came through it okay. David, David Jensen, welcome to KFGO. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a little sorry, but what do you expect after getting a head on?
Well, how the woman drove into you, the driver drove into you, and what did it do to you inside the cab of your vehicle?
Inside, really not much. I mean, it pushed the whole front of the SUV from the middle of the SUV all the way back to the passenger door. It smashed everything in. Airbags went deployed. I got hit by an airbag. I slammed back in my seat.
You were able to get out. How long did it take you to get out of your vehicle after the airbag had exploded and all that?
Maybe 30 seconds. I mean, I tried opening up my door right away. It didn't work, so I had to kick it a couple of times to get it ajar. So I got myself out of there. And then turned and looked at her vehicle, and then I was on fire, so I picked up the phone real quick to call my dad. And I told him, hey, in the accident, and before I could say anything else, I looked in the vehicle, and there's an unconscious lady. There's flames already shooting out of the hood of her car. And,
So there was flames under the hood of the car, and was she conscious?
No, she was unconscious. She was passed out behind the wheel.
You called your dad, who is the fire chief in your hometown, right?
Yeah, he's in the fire chief out at Emerito there.
Okay. Then what happened? How did you extricate her?
Her door wasn't open right away, so I tried kicking in the window. The window did not give. So then I tried kicking underneath the door handle. I kicked that as hard as I could. And I tried pulling the door. That wouldn't work. So I put both my feet up, and I started yanking on her door as hard as I could. And then I got the door ajarred, and then I tried pulling her out, and then I couldn't pull her out. It seemed like she was stuck or something. Then I realized she had her seatbelt on. And so I had to crawl in there, reach over, and by the time there was flames shooting inside the floorboard on the passenger side, inside the cab.
Did you suffer burns?
Just a minor burn on my arm. I don't know if that was a crack burn or a burn, you know, from the flames or anything.
Okay, but back to the action. And then how were you able to pull her out once you got her seatbelt undone?
I leaned her forward a little bit, grabbed underneath both arms, and I started just pulling her out. And it was a little difficult, but it was a limp body. What do you expect? I mean, there's no help on someone's limb.
And she was completely unconscious.
Yeah, completely unconscious. She wasn't helping at all, and I pulled her out, and then she dropped out of the car, and then I drug her about 50, 60 feet away from her vehicle, and then next thing you know, the whole vehicle just engulfed itself. Flames were shooting out even higher. I mean, there's pictures on the internet, and you can see those flames are pretty intense.
And how long after that did emergency assistance arrive?
The first person that came to the scene was my father, actually. Oh. So I called him right away. And then about 3 minutes after he showed up, the emergency came in. So I'd say at least a total of 8 minutes that would have happened.
I know that you told me this morning when we first spoke you had your doctor's appointment. Was that your first doctor's appointment? And what did the doctor say?
First doctor's appointment, yeah. I mean, I went to the emergency room after the accident, but...
Okay.
This was my first appointment. I'm still sore. I just wanted to make sure everything's okay with me, and it's just maybe just internal bruising or pulled muscles or something like that. So we did a couple more x-rays.
What do you do for a living?
I do sheetrock. I'm a construction worker, so I hang sheetrock all day for a living.
Is that going to be a problem for you in your condition? Are you going to be able to get back to work?
I'm working. I went to work the next day right after the accident.
Okay. So I'm holding you up from getting back to work.
Well, a little bit.
David, you're an El Morado boy, is that right?
Mackinac, actually.
Well, my hat is off to you. Humans react remarkably, and you showed yourself to be one of those people, and I'm sure she's very grateful, and we're good to know that there are helpers out there such as you. Thank you very much for joining us, David.
Thank you.
David Jensen here with us on KFGO. He's that guy.
Wow.